The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
There is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Piatt County, Champaign County, and southeastern McLean County in central Illinois until 9:30 Central Time this morning. This is a severe thunderstorm warning. It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is the final day of our Spring Fund Drive. Listener contributions are the largest and most important source of agricultural funding for AM 580. By giving a gift of $100 right now, you keep programs like the pre-opening market report on the air serving your agricultural needs. Please do your part by calling with your $100 gift at 217-244-9455. Or if you're listening online, click at that little link at the top that says pledge, and you can pledge at our secure website, WILLpledge.org. Jay Pierce is in Pledge Central, and Jay, we have some work to do to meet an important agricultural challenge right now.
Yeah, you know, as much as I'd like to be whipping up a pan of bacon right now because I'm getting a little hungry, I think we're going to whip up a pan of demonium instead. Some pandemonium in Pledge Central this morning at 244-9455. And that's an area code 217. Dave, we have got a $1,000 challenge on the table. From our friends at Bates Commodities, AgriGold Hybrids, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities, who know how valuable our agricultural service is to you, they're going to put $1,000 in as soon as we hear from 75 agriculture pledgers during our pledge drive. Today's the final day of the pledge drive. So this is last chance Texaco to get in at 244-9455. We're going to go crazy out here. We only need 18 more pledges to get to those 75. Just 18 today.
Yeah, right now.
But we only have today to do it. So why don't you hop on it early? Let's take care of it. Let's put it away. 244-9455, area code 217, or toll free 866-779-9455.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the cash hog markets. And as we do that, we see in the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, April 2nd, negotiated swine purchases 13,293 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range, $52 to $63. The weighted average, $59.37, a gain of 70 cents from last Friday. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases, 10,573. The base price range, $50.25 to $63. The weighted average, $66. A gain of $1.01 from last Friday. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kiesner. Ed, I'm hearing that we're under a severe thunderstorm warning.
That is correct, and the biggest threat on this storm is hail, and the radar is indicating some severe hail now in northern parts of Piatt County, around and just now to the east of DeLand, to near Mansfield, and that's heading toward Mahomet and Bonneville right now. So if you've got a garage, you might want to put your car in, because the storm may in some places produce some large hail. The radar is estimating the hail size 1.5 inches in diameter in some spots. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for northern Piatt, Champaign, and southeastern McLean counties until 9:30. Whiteheath, Mahomet, Lake of the Woods, Fisher, Seymour, Thomasboro, Rantoul, Champaign, Urbana, Gifford, Homer, Ogden, Philo, Savoy, Sydney, and St. Joseph are some of the towns in the path of the storm. So if I listed your town, or if I listed a town that's near your town, you're under that severe thunderstorm warning until 9:30. And taking a look at the latest that we have on the radar, the leading edge of these storms now extends from just west of Ludlow and Rantoul to around Mahomet, and just to the west of Bonneville to around Monticello. And the individual storms are now moving to the east-southeast, about 40 miles per hour. And there is a line of storms that extends all the way from Cisco and just west of Monticello northeastward through Mahomet and Mansfield right now, and Foosland and Fisher on up toward Melvin and Roberts, and now just moving into the Gilman and Onarga area. So the storms will be hitting I-55 soon. In fact, there are some pockets along I-55 where the rain has commenced. And for some areas south of Onarga all the way to Champaign-Urbana, I-55 not yet wet, but will be soon. So if you're driving along I-55 and you don't want to be in a downpour, you might want to get off at your next exit to avoid being out in the middle of the interstate during a downpour. So a severe thunderstorm warning in effect again for northern Piatt, Champaign, and southeastern McLean counties until 9:30 this morning. This is all ahead of a cold front that will come through later today. We'll have more severe thunderstorms developing today, some with damaging winds, some with large hail. There could even be a few tornadoes in Illinois and Indiana today. Storm Prediction Center puts all of Indiana and east central into southern Illinois in a moderate risk for severe weather today. Now, behind all this, no more severe weather for several days. It's going to turn much, much colder. We're going to have temperatures only in the 40s for highs starting tomorrow and lasting right through Easter Sunday, and overnight low temperatures after tonight, starting with Thursday morning, will be below freezing for about four mornings in a row. So soil temperatures that are way above average are going to be knocked back a little bit here as we look ahead. So fields will get wet here, but actually we may have a little bit drier weather for about a week to help get rid of some of the flooding of low-lying areas. But I think an active weather pattern may set up later next week once again with showers and thunderstorms at times. And looking at the latest on the radar before I turn it back to Dave, it does look like the potential is some very large hail now, maybe approaching the White Heath area. It's not far from Lodge in northern Piatt County, so that's something to watch out there. And another area that's getting strong with hail is just to the east of Foosland. Looks like it'll push just north of Fisher. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's definitely a weather market at the Chicago Board of Trade right now, and you can count on AM 580 to bring you the day's weather and give it focus so that you can make smart marketing decisions on the board. Consider what AM 580 agriculture is worth to you, and your contribution will help us maintain our 80-year, that's right, 80-year commitment to agricultural radio programming. Your gift makes a difference. Phone lines are open, and now's the time to call 217-244-9455 with your $100 pledge. And when you do that, you'll be helping us to make a challenge to Jay Pierce's in Pledge Central.
Yeah, just like James O'Brien of Leroy and Chris and Dana Burrows of Greenup and Charles Felling of Terre Haute already this morning have called in, and so now we only have 15 to go for this $1,000 Ag Challenge put forward by AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities. As soon as we hear from 75 of you in support of agriculture programming, we've heard from 60, so we're just 15 away. Won't you join Paul Zebart of Danville and Dan Meyer of Tuscola and Paul Klein of Seymour, some of the folks who have called in and pledged in support of agriculture programming, helping us to meet this important challenge, helping to support this valuable service and this radio station. Dave, we're over $176,000 in this pledge drive now, and today is our final day. This is Last Chance Texaco, 217-244-9455 is the number to call, or you can use our toll-free number if it's long distance, and many of our agriculture listeners are calling long distance, 866-779-9455. Right now, you're helping us meet an important $1,000 challenge with your call and your pledge.
And it's really important that you make that phone call right now because, as Jay was saying, it is Last Chance Texaco. After this pre-opening market report. We just have the opening market report and then the closing market report to come to you today on this final day of pledging here at the AM 580, looking for your support at 217-244-9455. In the overnight trading session, May Wheat in Kansas City opened at 445.5, unchanged. Last trade up 3. May Wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 428, unchanged. Last trade up 2.75. The July 442, unchanged. Last trade up 2.5. May Corn opened at 356, up 1.25. Last trade up 2.75. The July 367, up a half. Last trade up 2.75. December 370.75, up a quarter. Last trade up 2.5. May Beans opened at 778.5, down a half. Last trade down a quarter. July 794.75, down 1. Last trade down 1.75. Novi's 821, down a quarter. Last trade down a quarter. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What do people out your way who you talk to say about AM 580 agriculture?
Well, they like it. Some people here have to get it on the computer because we're not quite able to hear it inside. We can hear it in the car, but when we've had meetings here, we've had well over 100 people attend when you were here with us.
Yes, indeed. And 217-244-9455, those agricultural meetings, just one of the many value-added services that we offer. We do podcasts, MP3 download files, the weekly agricultural e-letter, all value-added in addition to what we do on the radio so that you can make your smart marketing decisions. 217-244-9455, we have lines open. We're trying to meet a $1,000 challenge. And Pete, one of the people that believe in the service, Bates Commodities, one of the contributors to that $1,000 challenge right now, 217-244-9455. Pete, is it going to be a turnaround Tuesday?
I think it will be. On the corn, we were up overnight. On the beans, we were down a hair, and that's opposite of yesterday. Beans showed the good strength yesterday. Corn were down that limit but came off of it. We got through all that pool, and it looks like we're going to trade weather now, like you said at the top of the show. Rain's continuing to come, forecast of cold weather, and then rain again next week. So that could make the corn go up and the beans go back off a little.
I took my pencil to the paper yesterday, Pete, after the closing bell, and just took a quick look at the ratio between Dee's corn and Nov beans. And now we're up to 222 to 1, 2.22 to 1 after trading under 2 for, I don't know, seems like 3 months.
Well, we got to 1.76 to 1 there right ahead of the report. And if you look at the acreage in that report, 600,000 acres out of Mississippi, what kind of yields will they have? That's almost as many as the increase in Minnesota. So a lot of the acres are in areas that are fringe areas to corn.
All right, let's go out. You stay right there, Pete. I'm going to go out to Pledge Central and see how we're doing on those challenges with Jay Pierce. Jay,
well,
how are
when
doing?
You call 244-9455, you're helping us meet this ag challenge. Bates Commodities in on it. We have $1,000 on the table, riding on 13 more calls now, David. 244-9455. We got a line going over there, so it may well be an even dozen. 244-9455 in area code 217. Your contribution helps us make a $1,000 challenge on this, our last day of fundraising for fiscal year 07.
Imagine trying to research for yourself all that you hear on AM 580 Agriculture each day. You'd have to spend more than an hour with your DTN machine. You have to scour the nation's agricultural publications for market-moving news. You'd have to make 15 phone calls to different analysts, brokers, and meteorologists, lawmakers at both the state and federal level. You'd have to invest in real-time quotes. You'd have to call elevator after elevator for cash grain analysis. But we do all that work for you at AM 580 Agriculture, so you have the time to concentrate on your farm operations. Now is the time to show us you rely on us as much as we rely on you. Go to your phone at 217-244-9455. And make that $100 contribution. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Pete, what about the Merck today?
Oh, the mark we're looking at, hogs unchanged up a little and cattle to be mixed. But we're still thinking we could make new highs out there on all that meat.
And what are you telling people to do, those folks that they bought those puts ahead of the report?
We're getting out of those and now buying calls on the corn.
At what strike levels are you liking?
We're looking at the money to within two strike levels out.
And on what months?
We're looking at all months, depending on where their location is and what with their grain marketing. But we're looking at July, September, and fall.
Are you thinking that there's going to be at least one more time to sell this corn crop?
Oh, I think we'll have ample opportunity. I think we'll have lots of weather problem scares that will give us opportunities to sell.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you.
Bye. Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. One more chance to go out to Pledge Central and see what progress we're making on that agricultural challenge.
Well, we're making them. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in so far this morning, Dave. We are just 11 away from making that $1,000 challenge. Cecilia and Morton Weir of Urbana, David Baird of Catlin, William Wilcox of Stacklin up in the 815 area code, Charles Felling of Terre Haute. We want to thank all of you for helping us meet this challenge, and we want you to call 244-9455 and get in on it. It's in the 217 area code. If it's long distance, you can use our toll-free line, 866-779-9455. This is the last day of our spring pledge drive. We don't have another pledge drive scheduled until next fall, so now is the time to get in on helping to craft the programming that you'll depend on in the next year. 244-9455. We're over $176,000 in large part thanks to agricultural listeners on WILL with your contributions at 244-9455. Dave, we're 11 calls away right now from a $1,000 challenge grant being put in the bank for us.